Today on Commuter Bible, the Lord informs Moses that he will soon pass away just as Aaron did. And the Lord appoints Joshua, son of Nun, to be Israel's next leader. It's Numbers chapters 26 to 29 and Psalm 36. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. When we last left Israel, they had just prostituted themselves with the women of Moab as an act of Baal worship. The Lord sent a plague among them that was only stopped when Phinehas impaled a fornicating couple with his spear. In the wake of this tragic display of unfaithfulness, the Lord tells Moses that he will soon die because he didn't obey the Lord's command at the waters of Meribah. Later, the Lord gives instructions on how Moses would pass the mantle of leadership on to Joshua, son of Nun. But first, we begin with a census that will establish how the Israelites are to divide the land once they cross over the Jordan. Numbers, chapters 26 through 29. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, "Take a census of the entire Israelite community by their ancestral families of those 20 years old or more who can serve in Israel's army." So Moses and the priest Eleazar said to them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, "Take a census of those 20 years old or more, as the Lord had commanded Moses and the Israelites who came out of the land of Egypt." Reuben was the firstborn of Israel. Reuben's descendants: the Hanukite clan from Hanuk, the Paluite clan from Palu, the Hezronite clan from Hezron, the Carmite clan from Carmi. These were the Reubenite clans, and their registered men numbered 43,730. The son of Palu was Eliab. The sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. It was Dathan and Abiram, chosen by the community, who fought against Moses and Aaron. They and Korah's followers fought against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with Korah when his followers died and the fire consumed 250 men. They serve as a warning sign. The sons of Korah, however, did not die. Simeon's descendants by their clans: the Nemuelite clan from Nemuel, the Jamonite clan from Jamin, the Jachonite clan from Jachin, the Zerite clan from Zerah, the Shaulite clan from Shaul. These were the Simeonite clans, numbering 22,200 men. Gad's descendants by their clans: the Zephonite clan from Zephon, the Haggite clan from Haggai, the Shunite clan from Shuni, the Osnite clan from Osni, the Erite clan from Eri, the Aradite clan from Arad, the Aralite clan from Areli. These were the Gadite clans, numbered by their registered men: 40,500. Judah's sons included Er and Onan, but they died in the land of Canaan. Judah's descendants by their clans: the Shilonite clan from Shelah, the Perizzite clan from Perez, the Zerahite clan from Zerah. The descendants of Perez: the Hezronite clan from Hezron, the Hamulite clan from Hamul. These were Judah's clans, numbered by their registered men: 76,500. Issachar's descendants by their clans: the Tolaite clan from Tola, the Punite clan from Puva, the Jabusite clan from Jashub, the Shimronite clan from Shimron. These were Issachar's clans, numbered by their registered men: 64,300. Zebulun's descendants by their clans: the Seredite clan from Sered, the Elonite clan from Elon, the Jalilite clan from Jalil. These were the Zebulunite clans, numbered by their registered men: 60,500. Joseph's descendants by their clans from Manasseh and Ephraim: Manasseh's descendants: the Machirite clan from Machir. Machir fathered Gilead. The Gileadite clan from Gilead. These were Gilead's descendants: the Iezerite clan from Iezer, the Helekite clan from Helek, the Asrielite clan from Asriel, the Shechemite clan from Shechem, the Shemidaite clan from Shemidah, the Heferite clan from Hefer. Zelophehad, son of Hefer, had no sons, only daughters. The names of Zelophehad's daughters were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were Manasseh's clans, numbered by their registered men. 52,700. These were Ephraim's descendants by their clans. The Shuthelahite clan from Shuthelah. The Becherite clan from Becher. The Tahanite clan from Tahan. These were Shuthelah's descendants. The Eranite clan from Eran. These were the Ephraimite clans numbered by their registered men. 32,500. These were Joseph's descendants by their clans. Benjamin's descendants by their clans. The Balaite clan from Bala. The Ashbelite clan from Ashbel. The Ahiramite clan from Ahiram. The Shufamite clan from Shufam. The Hufamite clan from Hufam. Bala's descendants from Ard and Naaman. The Ardite clan from Ard. The Naamite clan from Naaman. These were the Benjamite clans numbered by their registered men. 45,600. These were Dan's descendants by their clans. The Shuhamite clan from Shuham. These were the clans of Dan by their clans. All the Shuhamite clans numbered by their registered men. 64,400. Asher's descendants by their clans. The Imnite clan from Imna. The Ishvite clan from Ishvi. The Berite clan from Beriah. From Beriah's descendants, the Heberite clan from Heber. The Malkielite clan from Malkiel. And the name of Asher's daughter was Sarah. These were the Asherite clans numbered by their registered men. 53,400. Naphtali's descendants by their clans. The Jahzielite clan from Jahziel. The Gunite clan from Guni. The Jezerite clan from Jezer. The Shillamite clan from Shillam. These were the Naphtali clans numbered by their registered men. 45,400. These registered Israelite men numbered 601,730. The Lord spoke to Moses. The land is to be divided among them as an inheritance based on the number of names. Increase the inheritance for a large tribe, and decrease it for a small one. Each is to be given its inheritance according to those who were registered in it. The land is to be divided by lot. They will receive an inheritance according to the names of their ancestral tribes. Each inheritance will be divided by lot among the larger and smaller tribes. These were the Levites registered by their clans. The Gershonite clan from Gershon, the Kohathite clan from Kohath, the Merarite clan from Merari. These were the Levite family groups. The Libnite clan, the Hebronite clan, the Mahlite clan, the Mushite clan, and the Korahite clan. Kohath was the ancestor of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, a descendant of Levi, born to Levi in Egypt. She bore to Amram, Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar were born to Aaron. But Nadab and Abihu died when they presented unauthorized fire before the Lord. Those registered were 23,000, every male 1 month old or more. They were not registered among the other Israelites, because no inheritance was given to them among the Israelites. These were the ones registered by Moses and the priest Eleazar when they registered the Israelites on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. But among them, there was not one of them who had been registered by Moses and the priest Aaron when they registered the Israelites in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said to them that they would all die in the wilderness. None of them was left except Caleb son of Jephunneh and Joshua son of Nun. the daughters of Zelophehad approached. Zelophehad was the son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, from the clans of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. These were the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They stood before Moses, the priest Eleazar, the leaders, and the entire community at the entrance to the tent of meeting and said, "Our father died in the wilderness, but he was not among Korah's followers who gathered together against the Lord. Instead, he died because of his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be taken away from his clan? Since he had no son, give us property among our father's brothers." Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord answered him, "What Zelophehad's daughters say is correct. You are to give them hereditary property among their father's brothers and transfer their father's inheritance to them. Tell the Israelites, when a man dies without having a son, transfer his inheritance to his daughter. If he has no daughter, give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father has no brothers, give his inheritance to the nearest relative of his clan, and he will take possession of it. This is to be a statutory ordinance for the Israelites as the Lord commanded Moses." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go up this mountain of the Abarim range and see the land that I have given the Israelites. After you have seen it, you will also be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was. When the community quarreled in the wilderness of Zin, both of you rebelled against my command to demonstrate my holiness in their sight at the waters." Those were the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. So Moses appealed to the Lord. "May the Lord, the God who gives breath to all, appoint a man over the community who will go out before them and come back in before them, and who will bring them out and bring them in, so that the Lord's community won't be like sheep without a shepherd." The Lord replied to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man who has the Spirit in him, and lay your hands on him. Have him stand before the priest Eleazar and the whole community, and commission him in their sight. Confer some of your authority on him, so that the entire Israelite community will obey him. He will stand before the priest Eleazar, who will consult the Lord for him with the decision of the Urim. He and all the Israelites with him, even the entire community, will go out and come back in at his command." Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua, had him stand before the priest Eleazar and the entire community, laid his hands on him, and commissioned him as the Lord had spoken through Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Command the Israelites and say to them, be sure to present to me at its appointed time my offering and my food as my fire offering, a pleasing aroma to me. And say to them, this is the fire offering you are to present to the Lord. Each day present 2 unblemished year-old male lambs as a regular burnt offering. Offer 1 lamb in the morning and the other lamb at twilight, along with 2 quarts of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with 1 quart of olive oil from crushed olives. It is a regular burnt offering established at Mount Sinai for a pleasing aroma, a fire offering to the Lord. The drink offering is to be 1 quart with each lamb. Pour out the drink offering of beer to the Lord in the sanctuary area. Offer the 2nd lamb at twilight, along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering as in the morning. It is a fire offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, present 2 unblemished year-old male lambs, 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, and its drink offering. It is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. At the beginning of each of your months, present a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with 6 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each bull. 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for the ram, and 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb. It is a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, a fire offering to the Lord. Their drink offerings are to be 2 quarts of wine with each bull, 1 1/3 quarts with the ram, and 1 quart with each male lamb. This is the monthly burnt offering for all the months of the year. And 1 male goat is to be offered as a sin offering to the Lord, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. The Passover to the Lord comes in the first month, on the 14th day of the month. On the 15th day of this month, there will be a festival. Unleavened bread is to be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, there is to be a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. Present a fire offering, a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. Your animals are to be unblemished. The grain offering with them is to be a fine flour mixed with oil. Offer 6 quarts with each bull and 4 quarts with the ram. Offer 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs and 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. Offer these with the morning burnt offering that is part of the regular burnt offering. You are to offer the same food each day for 7 days as a fire offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It is to be offered with its drink offering and the regular burnt offering. On the 7th day, you are to hold a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. On the day of first fruits, you are to hold a sacred assembly when you present an offering of new grain to the Lord at your festival of weeks. You are not to do any daily work. Present a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs, and 1 male goat to make atonement for yourselves. Offer them with their drink offerings in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering. Your animals are to be unblemished. You are to hold a sacred assembly in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, and you are not to do any daily work. This will be a day of trumpet blasts for you. Offer a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 male lambs. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. These are in addition to the monthly and regular burnt offerings with their prescribed grain offerings and drink offerings. They are a pleasing aroma, a fire offering to the Lord. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the 10th day of this 7th month and practice self-denial. Do not do any work. Present a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. All your animals are to be unblemished. Their grain offering is to be of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. Offer one male goat for a sin offering. The regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offerings are in addition to the sin offering of atonement. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the 15th day of the seventh month. You do not do any daily work. You are to celebrate a seven-day festival for the Lord. Present a burnt offering, a fire offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old. They are to be unblemished. Their grain offering is to be of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with each of the 13 bulls, 4 quarts with each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts with each of the 14 lambs. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the second day, present 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink, and their drink offerings. On the third day, present 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the fourth day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the fifth day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the sixth day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the seventh day, present 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the eighth day, you are to hold a solemn assembly. You are not to do any daily work. Present a burnt offering, a fire offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. Offer these to the Lord at your appointed times in addition to your vow and freewill offerings, whether burnt, grain, drink, or fellowship offerings. So Moses told the Israelites everything the Lord had commanded him. Psalm 36. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked person. Dread of God has no effect on him, for with his flattering opinion of himself, he does not discover and hate his iniquity. The words from his mouth are malicious and deceptive. He has stopped acting wisely and doing good. Even on his bed, he makes malicious plans. He sets himself on a path that is not good, and he does not reject evil. Lord, your faithful love reaches to heaven. Your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your judgments like the deepest sea. Lord, you preserve people and animals. How priceless your faithful love is, God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They are filled from the abundance of your house. You let them drink from your refreshing stream. For the wellspring of life is with you. By means of your light, we see light. Spread your faithful love over those who know you, and your righteousness over the upright in heart. Do not let the foot of the arrogant come near me, or the hand of the wicked drive me far away. There, the evildoers have fallen. They have been thrown down and cannot rise. As we all continue to navigate the new landscape of self-isolation and quarantine, it's been really cool to see all the new resources that are popping up and being made available for free. Though Commuter Bible is neither new, nor is it normally something that costs money, it might still be news to people who are looking for ways to spend their time while cooped up at home. Whether you're doing the dishes, cleaning the house, exercising, or just relaxing, Commuter Bible can serve as a great tool for Bible intake in these strange days. Recommend Commuter Bible, tag us in your posts, and let other people know about it. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.